Intervju Radija Študent.
Solo Banton, intervju iz letošnjega Outlook festivala. Solo Banton je trenutno eden izmed aktivnejših MC-jev na evropski regi dancehall sceni. Rojen v zahodnem Londonu in že pri 11 letih je v roko prijel mikrofon pri bratovem sound sistemu z imenom King Shama International. Sprva je svoj glas treniral v stilu rapa, hip-hopa, kmalu pa se je postavil na svoje noge in s prijatelji sestavil svoj sound system. Poleg delovanja v vlogi MC-ja se je kalil tudi v produkcijskih vodah. Preboj pa je dosegel po zaslugi producenta Krisa Kemista, za katerega je posnel komad Walk Like Rasta. Sedaj sodeluje predvsem s producenti novejšega Digital Regija in UK Duba, kot so Mongos Hi-Fi, Čaktari, Dubchasm, Reality Shock in podobnimi. Na letošnjem Outlook festivalu, ki se je dogajal od 3. do 7. septembra, smo ga ujeli na sončno soboto kmalu po zaključku Boat Partija, kjer je ogreval izbrano množico skupaj z Mongos Hi-Fi. Kako se je zapletel v rege gibanje in kaj meni o današnji produkciji, poslušajmo v sledečem intervjuju.
How do you keep up with this tempo? Because tonight you're also performing with Disrupt from Jatari, also with Mafi.
Yes.
And now this boat party. How do you manage all this in
one day? Is that right? I don't know. One, I'm a music addict, so when I hear music, I spring to life, you know? But differently from that, I just give thanks and praise to the Father, you know? Because it's Jah that give me the energy. It must be, you understand? So, and I know it's a work that I have to do, and I'm happy to do. So when the opportunity arises, I must do it. I will sleep later, you know? When I get home, I will sleep, you know what I mean? But Jah works have to do, so... You know, I would do it. If I'm presented the opportunity to give a message to the people, then I must do it. I will sleep later, you know?
Okay. You also work with a lot of producers, a lot of sounds, also beside Jatari, beside Mafi, also with Dubchasm and stuff. Also different styles, like this digital dancehall, dub,
yes.
Dubstep. Which of these styles do you like the most, or actually in which do you feel most comfortable?
Most comfortable, I would say, all.
Give the music right.
But it's music, you know, I'm a music addict, you know what I mean? And from I grew up, I was into everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So as a young boy growing up, my big brother had a sound system and my sisters, so it was always reggae, you know? But then when in my early teenager, 13, 14, it was straight hip-hop. And I used to rap MC solo, you know what I mean? So I just love music, you understand? So I think most comfortable would be reggae and roots, because this is what I know from the beginning, you know what I mean? So maybe that's most comfortable, but favorite, I don't have a favorite. As long as it's good music and it's positive music, I like all, you know what I mean? But I would say most comfortable would be reggae. And even the digital thing is nice because it takes you back to the era of the 80s, you know what I mean? And the 80s was a very great time for me growing up and listening to King Jammy's sound system, Saxon sound system, and all. It was a great era for sound system and DJ, you know what I mean? So maybe this is, you know, but all.
You actually come from England, and you also performed in different countries, different festivals, different sounds. How do you see the reggae scene, this dancehall scene outside of England, which is like, let's say, cradle of this, besides Jamaica, of course?
In all honesty, I personally think it's more vibrant in other places than England. Right now, yes, England was the cradle of these things, but I do not really see the enthusiasm in England like I see in other countries, because it's like this. The only way I can explain it is this: you know, if as a people if you've had something for a very long time, sometimes you can be complacent with it, you know, and not cherish it as much because you're used to it all of the time. Whereas in another place that's only had it for 20 years or only had it for 30 years, you know, it's still very fresh. So they are more, they cherish it more and more enthusiastic about it more, you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, you can be spoiled and you forget what you have, you know what I mean? So I would say it's more richer because I see more new sound systems being built in Europe on the mainland than I see in England. I see more younger artists, you know what I mean, trying to sing reggae in Europe mainland than I do in England, you understand? So for me, it's more vibrant in that way there, you know what I mean? So.
Where do you see yourself in the future?
Where I see myself in the future,
yeah.
With a microphone, doing something somewhere. That's me.
Yeah.
That's all I've ever known, and that will be me. You know, I don't know. I think that this will be me.
Yeah.
Me without music, I am a miserable, horrible person. You know what I mean? So I have to be doing this. This is how I breathe. You know what I'm saying? So in some way or some form, I will be doing music, even if I'm just producing music. For another artist, I will be doing music. As long as I am alive, I will be doing something to do with music. That's me, you know. Sure.
Okay. Any message for these new producers, new artists who newcomers.
Them. Yeah. Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. Yes, you will listen to elders and you will listen to other people. And they will influence your style. Of course, we all are influenced by other people. When you hear me, mana, this is Daddy Freddy. I grew up listening to Daddy Freddy on Newman Promotion. So he influenced me in this way, you understand? And people like Papa San. So you will always be influenced by somebody, but you must be yourself, you know? You must not be ashamed to show yourself in the music that you make. Because when you show yourself, you be performing at your best. You understand? You know, a lion is only strong when he's a lion. If a lion tried to act like a giraffe, he would not be strong. You understand my point? You know what I mean? So you must be yourself, you know what I mean? If Saul Abantan tries to be Mr. Williams, he'll be okay. But, you know what I mean? It's better solo is solo, you understand? So even though you are influenced by other people, be yourself, you know, and then the best will come through, you know what I mean? Yes, sir.
Can you tell us, let's say, the tune Dancehall School?
Yes.
So the lyrics are so strong.
Yes, sir.
So can you tell us something about that? Because you're really singing everything about Dancehall School.
Yes,
from
sir.
The beginning to till today. So what do you think about now? Because 20 years, 30 years ago, I mean records,
yes.
People playing records. Today we have MP3s, they don't buy things, they don't buy records.
I think, you know,
and if we're talking about sound systems.
Well, I'll be honest, you know, of course, I think we know, yeah, I'm always honest, so that's it, I'm always honest. Again, I think you must be yourself, you know. For me, when I'm playing sound system, I am used to playing vinyl and CD, yeah? But I'm not used to laptop and MP3, so I don't want to do that. But if somebody young who has grown up around this technology, if that's the way that they want to work,
of course.
Then I will not fight against them
but
them to do that,
to
you know what I mean?
Them.
But yes, but what I will say is you should never disrespect another man's method. So somebody who's coming up and this is, oh, why are you playing vinyl? This is old and disrespecting it. No, I won't allow this at all. You know what I mean? This is not right, you know what I mean? But I don't know, it's hard, it's expensive. And even many songs are not even released on vinyl now. So I can understand why people do play MP3 or WAV. Because you can get hold of a lot more music nowadays in new music, you know? How much many new music doesn't even come out on vinyl, you know what I mean? So, You know?
Sometimes everything's moving too fast.
I agree. This is what I agree with. This is the problem that we have with the computer. Actually, the real problem that we have with the computer. And I think people get the issue confused, you know? It's not about whether a man is playing MP3 on WAV on his sound system instead of playing vinyl. The problem is the music that is being made is of less quality. The music that is being made is of less quality. You understand? Because it's so easy for a man to buy a computer and make a very basic rhythm on a very basic program, save it as an MP3, and say he's released it. And then people take the music and play it just because it has bass. This is the problem. It's not necessarily the problem of how the selector is playing the song. It's the problem of the quality of the music that's being made. And because we're living in this computer age, everything is too fast and too throwaway. So a man will make a song, he will work on it for 2 days and it's finished. Next. You know, and this is not, you know, you understand me? And I think this is the bigger problem. When you're talking about MP3 and WAV, this is the bigger problem more than a selector not playing vinyl and playing WAV. It's the quality of music that he is playing. And I think this is all rush, far too much. Man will just do a little thing on the computer, save, tune finish, and then giving it to everybody in 1 hour, and it's not finished. Listen to it, the quality is bad. So then when a man plays it on his sound system, because he's giving it as a free download, he sent it to his friend as an email, oh yes, I have it. He go and he play it on the sound system, it don't sound good. And people are assuming, oh, it's because he's not playing vinyl. No, it's because the tune that he's playing, the quality is not good, you understand? So personally, I think this is the problem, that we need to make sure that we are making quality music. You know what I mean? Because a quality tune, regardless of in any format, is still a very good song.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's still a very good song. If I turn around now, if I go and get some Hugh Mandel, or I go and get some Peter Tosh, and I buy it online and I have it in WAV form, it's still a very good song.
Still.
You know what I mean? The problem is when you go and get some silly song that's just been made in 1 hour with no quality. This is the problem. More than
still,
that, you
but
know?
Still,
he's a.
But still, they are reworking the rhythms, like, again, dancehall school.
But the reason why they are reworking the rhythms, this is always in reggae music,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but.
So we cannot fight it.
No,
it has always been in reggae music, but also the reason why people are reworking the music, because they're looking for the shortcut, they're looking for the quick route. You know what I mean? And they know when they try to make an original thing themselves, they know it doesn't sound as good. And so they have no choice but to go and do a rework. Whereas if they put more time into their original project, they will get to the quality. This is why these tunes are so good, you know. You want to know why Slang Thing is so good? You want to know why Death in the Arena rhythm is so good? You understand? You want to know why Answer Rhythm was so good? Because at the time when they were first created, time and energy was put into them. You understand? We cannot forget the energy when we do something, when we make something, you know. So we are talking about five people in a band rehearse. Do-doom, do-doom, do-do-do-do. Oh, yeah. Do-doom, do-doom, do-do-do-doom, do-doom. Yeah, we like that, we like that. And they rehearse, and they rehearse, and they rehearse, and they rehearse. And then one day, they go to the studio, to Cox and Dodd, and they record it. And this is why it's so great, because of all of that energy and that rehearsing that they put into it. You do something in 1 hour, it does not have the same energy as what took weeks and weeks. I'll give you an example. I wonder if this makes sense to you. When you see these big bands, like big rock bands, like Oasis or something like this, yeah? When they are writing a new album, they go away to a studio in the countryside, into another country, and they are gone for 6 months, a year, writing one album. Can you understand the amount of energy that they are putting into that? Whereas in this day and age, we can go to the studio and do an album in a day.
In a day. Or yeah, we have to record in 14 days.
You understand? Think of the difference of energy. 2 days or a year sitting down thinking about it. You know, you understand? So you know, again, this is what I see.
Then we can.
And also, we're talking about musicians. The thing that they see is all right. So we're getting deep now with this computer thing. We're getting deep now. No, serious conversation. Because another thing with this computer life, yeah, it has stopped communication in its natural form. People don't talk to each other no more. Everybody is an individual.
Yes.
Everybody is at home on their computer. Yes. Nobody is spending time with their friends and their friends and their friends. So all of a sudden with this computer, this one man thinks he can make the music all by himself. He doesn't call this man to come and play guitar. He doesn't call this man to come and play the keyboard. You understand? And this is what makes the flavor of the rhythms, different flavors. It's this one person. It's one direction. And so the music is never gonna be as good, man. You know? Two heads is always better than one head. It's more creation. So two head is always better than one head. Come on. We know these great producers, King Jammies. We know these great producers, Tubbies. You know what you think they was in the studio by themselves? No. They had musicians. They had other people around them. You know? When Tubbies was mixing, he had Jammies with him. When Jammies was mixing, he had scientists with him. You understand? Our digital Bobby or this, you understand? And it's all input. You know, even though Jammy is at the thing, digital Bobby may say, hey, boss, no, don't do it like that. Look, it sound good like this. And he say, yeah, that's true. And this is what make it great, you understand? So this is another problem with the computer. It make you think that you don't need no help.
Yeah, it's just you.
You understand? We are not even having conversations anymore. We don't even pick up the phone and call each other no more. We don't even go out to lunch anymore. We are just on the computer. Hello, can you send me that? Yes, I will. You know what I mean? You understand? Yes, yeah, so yeah, these are the problems I believe with computer. You know what I mean? I don't know if you agree with me, but...
No, I agree with you, totally.
This is the problems that I see with these things.
But in the end of the day, if we're talking about the rhythms and everything, recycling and reworking the lyrics...
Okay. That's like it. But you know...
Especially for the youths.
Yes, sir.
You know, because you're singing the whole story.
Yes, sir. But you know, So just what I'm talking about there now, you know why this song... As an example, Dancehall School, I didn't record this at home by myself, writing it. I went to Scotland to see Mongols. Mongols had me in the studio. We was all in the studio together. You know, they say, Solo, we have a beat. No, I heard them play the beat. I said, yeah, that beat. And then I went to the studio and we sit down and we talk. They play the rhythm and say, yeah, boom. And I start get some idea, you know what I mean? And I said, oh, Dancehall School, welcome to my Dancehall School. They say, yeah, we like this idea. And then they say, yeah, and maybe we can do it like it's an old lesson. I say, yeah, we do it like they come to the school and they do the whole lessons and things. Yeah, and we talk about it. And I say, yeah, and then I start to write. So it's not just me, it's the influence. Two brain is better than one brain. And this is even why this song, it maybe is so appealing to you, because there's more energy than just me one writing it. You understand? We sat in the studio together and I write. I said, what do you think of this idea? What if I say this? And they say, yeah, but maybe you could say, find a better word. And I say, okay, let me try it. And I said, boom, what about this? He said, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Whereas if I was by myself, I would have settled for the first idea. But because I'm with somebody, he said, try him again. I say, okay. If I was by myself, I wouldn't have tried again. The first one would have been good enough, you understand?
And the vibe. I think the vibe is the vibe.
You know? And we can't forget the vibe, the energy. The vibe is the energy, you know, rock tip.
Okay, can you tell us when we're talking about the recording session and everything, what do you think about that place today? Because my opinion, usually I can get the best dub play from the artist if I get him in the studio.
No doubt. Guarantee.
Because...
I guarantee you that. I am a sound man. I had my sound system and we cut many dub plays, millions of dub plays. I spent a lot of money on dub plays. We used to play Clash Dance and everything, yeah? Not nowadays, Clash Dance with Suck Your Mama and all of this foolish talk. We don't do this, you know what I mean? This is from a different era when two sound system string up in a dance and we play all night. and it's just love and fun.
Sound
you know what I mean?
Clash have to be friendly.
But friendly and totally. None of this, you know what I mean? Bad language and these things, not this era. But we cut a lot of dub plates, and I guarantee you, you will always get the best dub plate when you are with the artist. It's not long.
Yeah.
Because I spend some time with you, I know you. I have a better idea of you. We share a joke. We have energy. I go into the studio and I say, yeah, I know them, man. The man, they like this. The man, they like that style. All right. You know what I mean? If you just send me an email, I don't know you. Not like that. You know what I mean? So you can still get a nice doublet, but it would always be better with the same energy and the vibe. And that's the same thing we're talking about. So the same way you see that in a doublet, the same say you will see that in a song when you are making a song. If you have people there with you, or you have the artist there with you, you will get a better song. No doubt. And I guarantee you, 99% of artists would prefer to be with the producer when they're making a new song than by themselves. It's not long.
I think
it's reality. It's easy. Definitely. Definitely. Dubchasm is the same thing. I go to Bristol, I drive to Bristol and sit down in the studio with Dubchasm. We eat food together.
Why Solo Banton?
Why Solo Banton? All right then.
you said before that you've been grabbing the mic and you've been...
MC Solo. So I got the name Solo because from a very young age, I was very independent. I don't follow the crowd, you know? So they all get my friends, they all going over there to smash buckle. No.
Okay.
I'm happy to stay on my own. I'm not going over there. I didn't follow the crowd. You understand? I will always make up my own mind to do something.
So
you know what I mean?
So cool.
they say, oh, you know, you are so, you know what I mean? Or if I say, hey, there's a dance here, you wanna go to the dance? They say, no, we're not going. I say, okay, I'm going. Because I feel in my spirit that I should go. You know what I mean? I listen to Jah, you know. Jah is your spirit, you know, your inner. When you hear the voice inside you, you know, this is Jah talking to you. And this is how I always been. So I go where Jah tell me. And if that means I go by myself, then I go by myself. You understand? And so this is why. And then at the time, the movie Star Wars come out with the man Han Solo. You understand? So boom, boom. You know, we are friends, school children. Boom, boom, boom. Solo. Bam. And then me take the name Banton because, you know, we're full of lyrics. You know what I mean? We have a lot of lyrics, and this is what Banton means. Have a lot of lyrics. Boom, Solo Banton.
Solo Banton, it's a pleasure.
A real pleasure, man. Good
thanks. You.
This is Rhythm Operator Radio Show here at Radio Student 89.3. Where we say, log on! Come on, children, settle down and take your seat. Jimmy, can you put that away? This is not the playground, this is a classroom. We're going to learn about dance hall today, okay? Come and say welcome to my dancehall school.
Welcome.
Or let me teach about the dancehall rules.
Yeah, dancehall.
I want to show you around a reggae venue. Give you the skills to make the people them move. Come and say welcome to my dancehall school. Come in the class and take a seat at the dancehall stool. There's a dub curriculum for every dancehall pupil. Roots, rubber, dub, bash, mentor, digital. First thing we're gonna learn is the sound system or your tool. If your sound good, your song will be successful. Clarity, it is the key, beats, mids and treble. To achieve the top marks, you have to be article. A well-behaved sound never gets in trouble. We give the tension to all mad my people. Our school motto is passionate but respectful. Once you achieve your goal, we can move to grade two. Come and say welcome to my dancehall school. Or let me teach about the dancehall rules. I want to show you around a reggae venue. Give you the skills to make the people let move.
The bashment hype, even though I be keep a positive vibe. Now I'll tell a lie, I say me just can't deny. Look to see the gal a chuckle ton of wine. Only dog are in a get out a line.
We drop it in a rules man style. Study all the masters from back in time. Know your history, learn your foundation. To move forward, you have to know what's behind.
Come and say, come follow me, all in digital passing. Computer thing, it's a different energy. Put it on your laptop, on your USB. You got to do your homework in this category.
So welcome to my dancehall school. I want to teach you about the dancehall rules. I'm gonna show you around a reggae venue. Give you the skills to make the people them move.
Come and say welcome to my dancehall school. I want to teach about the dancehall rules. I want to take you around a reggae venue. Give you the skills to make the people move. Say great tree, it's all about the practicality. Show your skills around the turntable and CD. Now write an essay about the tunes that you play. I want it from my desk first thing on Monday. Stop talking, just listen, you don't make it yet. Say you need experience, you've only played a couple sets. Teamwork is not an individual step. Everybody has a part to play in the project. Come and say welcome to my dancehall school. Come in the class and take a seat at the dancehall stool. There's a dub curriculum, every dancehall pupil. Rules from a dub bashment, hard digital.
Dancehall school, well, let me teach you about the dancehall rules. I want to show you what I can pay to you. Give you the skills to make the people that I do.
Say welcome to my dancehall school. I want to teach you about the dancehall rules. I want to show you around a reggae venue. Give you the skills to make the people move. I'm here to welcome to my dancehall school. I want to teach you about the dancehall rules. I want to show you around a reggae venue. Give you the skills to make the people move.
Ja, man. Solo Bantonom sta se na letošnjem Outlooku oziroma Solo Bantonom sta se na letošnjem Outlooku festivalu pogovarjala Bančo in Pierre.
Intervju Radija Študent.